Hi everybody, it's Laurel and Audrey, and today we're bringing you a special episode to answer some listener mail. Okay, the first one is from Tiny Fruit Bat, who asks, I noticed that Marianne has period cramps, and Sophie gives her warm stones from the hearth to soothe her, which initiates a conversation about how she's missed her period. Did Marianne and Eloise have period sex? Was that far enough away in the story that they did not?
Well, I think first we have to define for ourselves and the listeners, what is period sex?
Fair point, yes. I did not currently have a working definition for this, but I would I almost feel like, are we then defining sex? Because
oh my God.
For the purposes of this question, let's say that period sex is...
So I think there's a couple ways to look at it. It could just be any kind of sex and you're on your period.
Right, right.
Whatever sex means to you. And then the more literal maybe definition, which is that you have sex and there is blood on something. I don't know. Okay. Ignore that second definition. Because what is period? There's so many. Sometimes you're on your period and you're spotting and you might not get blood on anything, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
I think maybe for the purpose of this question, we should just assume there is sex and someone is on their period.
Right. Yeah.
Great. It's established.
I mean, I guess if you wanted to get very specific about it, is the question actually asking, and maybe we should have asked Tiny Fruit Bat for more specifics, but did they have penetrative period sex? Which is, you know, it could be a different question, which would be very intimate. We can also just run with that as like the assumption too.
I mean, if that's the question, I don't think we can answer it because I don't think we can definitively say whether they had penetrative sex with the exception of the armpit scene.
Right. Yeah.
I think only one or three people know the answer to that question.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
So I'm going to answer this question like more vaguely, I think.
Okay,
in terms
perfect.
Of the definition, but Tiny Fruit Bat, feel free to let us know if we got it wrong or anyone else. Okay, so in order to answer this question, what I've done is mapped out the timeline.
This is amazing.
Of the time that Marianne is in Brittany. And so what I've discovered is that, well, I'm making some assumptions, which I'll mention, but I am assuming that Marianne gets her period on day 6. And this is the same evening she confesses to Eloise on the beach that she's been secretly painting her. It's when she shows her the painting later, and then Eloise is like, LOL, you're a painter. Oh, Arlie.
You're a painter and I'm an art critic.
Right. And then she destroys the painting by smearing it. And then the Countess shows up and is like, WTF, GTFO.
Right.
And then the Countess gives her one more chance because Eloise is like, no, I'll sit for her. But she does say she'll return in 5 days and the portrait must be complete then. So that evening, after all that shit goes down, she has what I'm assuming is the first day of her period. It's totally possible that it isn't. I don't know. But she does, I mean, she clearly has cramps, right?
Right. And she does, she appears to check to see if there's bleeding.
Right, exactly.
But that could be like, wait, I thought my period was done, check. Or, oh, I guess I've got my period, check.
That's
so it's kind of hard
true,
to...
True, but do people typically get cramps? I mean, I'm not every woman.
I know.
So I can only speak for myself and the people I know and every woman I know.
In my head, I mentally cued the song, I'm Every Woman.
Whitney Houston,
and,
yeah.
Yes, that's okay.
As
thanks.
You should have. That was, yeah. I mean, most people I know get cramps earlier, right? Like not towards
the
end.
Yeah,
so,
that's
okay.
True.
So I'm assuming that Marianne starts her period on this evening. Okay, so this is day 6. Day 7 passes, day 8 passes, day 9 passes. I won't go into detail about those dates, but day 9 is when they go to the bonfire, Eloise catches on fire, and then day 10 is when they have the implied sexy times for the first time. So that is 4 days later, which, according to mayoclinic.com, is definitely within the average length of your menstrual flow, which is usually 2 to 7 days for most women, whatever that means. So the answer to your question, Tiny Fruit Bat, 10 years later, is possibly.
It's a definitive possibly.
It's yeah. So, I mean, obviously we can't say for sure because, you know, I don't know. Maybe she has short periods, maybe the last 2 or 3 days.
Right.
But it's very likely that they had period sex.
I hope that this is the episode that prompts Celine Sciamma or any of the people who worked on the film to get in contact with us, even if it's just to say absolutely yeah. not.
Yeah, totally. I hope it is, too.
this is just baiting responses from them.
I hope we get some angry letters from anyone.
From their personal email accounts.
Yeah.
Great.
They're like, don't you know that Marianne only has a 2.5-day period?
I know.
Wasn't that obvious? Yeah, so I hope that answered your question, Tiny Fruit Bat. And also, I apologize. Do you have thoughts on this?
I mean, I do definitely think that it's possible, and I think it would actually be kind of sweet in a way if they had gotten so close that period sex is just whatever and we have to have sex with each other, so you're on your period, that's fine, whatever. But I guess there's enough of a gap so that maybe her period had ended by then. Yeah, I don't know. I'm happy either way.
I kind of wish we had dedicated like a full 30, 40 minute episode just to this.
Although I will say that I do hope that they didn't have period sex just for Sophie's sake.
Oh my God.
Because I assume that really they're not doing the laundry.
Yeah, that's a good point. Those are some white ass sheets.
They
so.
Are. Yeah, and a yeah. lot of them.
Yeah. Poor Sophie. There's a deleted scene where she's just yeah. like scrubbing out blood.
Like really angry. It's like, I'm cool that you guys are together, but could you not?
She's like, why is there blood smeared everywhere? On the pillows, like the duvet cover.
Ladies.
Okay. All right. Should we move on to the next question?
I think we covered it. Yeah.
All right. So this next question comes from Maria, otherwise known as North Remembers 4. The question is, why didn't Eloise call Marianne to paint her family portrait? She could persuade her husband to hire her for the job, and she will have the opportunity to see her again. I would like your opinion on that, because I think that it was something that she could have done so she could see Marianne one more time.
Okay, so I feel like there are a lot of points where it occurs to most people that either Eloise or Marianne could have done something and either talk to the other person again or rekindled that romance. Like for the last scene, you know, mm-hmm. They're in the same symphony hall, right? Marianne could have found like waited in the lobby for her to exit and just tapped her on the shoulder and hey, guess who it is? It's me.
Remember me?
Remember? Yeah. Or like as she's passing by, like turn around, right? How dramatic.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So yeah, like why didn't she commission Marianne to do this portrait? I'm just going to assume that they have both at this point made the poet's choice with regards to how they have left their relationship, because I think they've both accepted the fact that based on the time in which they're living, they can't really pursue a full relationship / life together. They've accepted this as their point of departure is, you know, the staircase scene. And that's all I've got. I'm sorry.
No, I think that's spot on. I mean, I would agree with that. I think that for Eloise to invite her to Milan with her new husband and her child, I think that would have just been unfair. You know what I mean? Like, to bring her to that space that isn't theirs. I think they both agreed one way or another at the end of, I guess, the relationship that this is the decision they were making together. Whether it was sort of verbalized on screen or not, I feel like that was what Sciamma was trying to get at. And I also think like any last moment they share together, it's always going to be that last moment, right?
Right. That's true. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so it's like, is it ever going to satisfy us or satisfy that part of us that wants them to be together right. forever, the happily ever after? I mean, can you imagine Marianne leaving that scene like after
right. yeah.
after she paints her in her, you know, husband's house and with her child? It's like, what are they going to do? Run off together at that point? Probably
but then
not.
She gets like one more inhalation hug at the end.
That's true. Yeah. It's just, it's like the Band-Aid had to be pulled off at some point.
And yeah, that's
it's
true.
Like, do we
yeah.
want to repeatedly rip it? I don't know. But yeah, I also think it's all related to Sciamma's intent of, you know, like showing this other form of love where you can mm-hmm. hold on to the love without it being like the traditional sort of happily ever after.
Yep.
Somewhere in between that and also tragic.
Yeah. Yeah. But thanks for the question.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah. And it's a question that I've asked myself a lot
I tend to ask myself or think about, you know, the balcony scene. Like, what?
Right, I know.
But yeah, but it's all related.
There's a really cute comic on, I've seen it on Tumblr. I don't know that I've seen it on Instagram. I'm sure it's there, but it's just like a cute cartoon version of the two of them. And it's Marianne yelling across the banister, like, Eloise, you know, it's just like, hey, I'm over here.
Yeah.
And so that's
what we were all feeling.
A bit of a fantasy of mine too. Yeah. So thanks everybody for writing in. We'll try to answer more questions as soon as we can.
And keep them coming. They're great.
Yeah. You can, as always, email us at podcastofaladyonfire@gmail.com, or you can find us on Instagram at podcastofaladyonfire. And you can also leave us messages. We've gotten a message, but it's awesome. It's so cool.
It was a great message.
Yeah, it's so good. So we would love some more, and you can message us like an audio message at anchor.fm/POALOF/message.
And in the meantime, another episode should be coming out on Friday. So see you guys then.
See ya.
Bye.